And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 50 minutes or so, we'll go over ways to improve your investments and enhance your current or future retirement income. Now, this month, we've been discussing insurance, the benefits, the need, the reason why, because insurance is a key component in protecting current or future income if something happens, rather seriously or tragically, and changes or interrupts or eliminates your plan. A week ago, we had Kim Cochran on the show, group insurance specialist for over 38 years. Now, that episode will be posted on my webpage, Your Financial Destination, in the next couple of weeks. In October and November, and every month almost, but it's Cancer Awareness Month. And it's a lot more fun. Investments are more fun to talk about, but insurance can be just as important. So let's go over some different types of insurance today, how they may suit you or someone else in your family. So the basic term insurance, one policy to cover most or all your debts, and to recover lost or replace future income. And instead of paying on several small policies, on a car loan and a credit card, and the biggest poor use of all, mortgage life insurance, where you keep paying the same, and you possible, it might even be an increase later, and the amount of coverages continues to drop as you pay down your loans, and the only payout goes to the banks, who are not in any of your family photos, and have probably never visited you at Christmas time. So that one life insurance policy that you want to have covered on your own. Your family is your beneficiary. One simple policy. So you can take someone who's like 25 years of age, they want $250,000 for 25 years, it's about $25 a month. And a 30-year-old looking for $300,000 for 30 years is about $30 a month. And to get $500,000 for a 30-year-old is not a lot more. It's quite cheap when you're 30. So take someone who's 40 and they want $500,000 life insurance for the next 30 years. So age 70, it's about $100 a month to cover that. So I encourage young couples who do start investing to perhaps some of that money that you've saved on getting that one coverage as opposed to several different ones. Invest some money. Invest money for the next 30 years as long as the term of your policy is up, to the point that now you have, let's say, $300,000 or maybe $500,000 in your RSP over the next 30 years that matches what your life insurance coverage was going to be, and now that's probably due to expire. Now, it doesn't take a lot of money to invest. Just if you have time on your side when you're young, just you want to be consistent and go with good growth funds and get your plane up in the air and take off. It's an easier path at 34,000 feet than trying to fly along the tree line. If there is a payout, an unfortunate death, your spouse does not need to rush off and pay off any mortgage balance. She might pay off some small high interest loans, but he or she will need to replace your income that is no longer coming in. And she'll take portions of that tax-free lump sum and simply continue with your share of what the mortgage payment was until such a time as she knows what she wants to do with the house and the rest of her life. So what about whole life? Because the one problem with term is that it does run out. Eventually it will run out. You either use it or lose it, and we hope you don't use it. But whole life will be used eventually, someday. Someday someone is going to get a big check. And whole life is more money to buy because it carries you into your 80s, your 90s, and again, with certainty, someday the insurance company is writing a check to someone. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to dig into more details of how whole life insurance will work for you.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So another benefit to whole life, other than it doesn't run out, it builds up cash value. Term does not. So you can cancel your whole life policy someday and basically get back what you had paid in. Take, for example, that 40-year-old once again, right in the prime of your earning income, and he or she wants $500,000 whole life, and it goes to the end. Now remember, the 30-year term is around $100 a month, taking them to age 70. Whole life would be around $550 a month, and you pay it for just 20 years. So by age 60, you're actually done paying for all the insurance, but you're still covered till whenever, $500,000. So as you enter your 60s and perhaps the final 30 years or less of your life, your life insurance at this point is more expensive if you had to buy it, if at all possible, but now you're all covered and paid for with the whole life policy. The cost, roughly $550 a month times 12, $6,600 a year. Let's say 5 years into that, 5 years later, you paid in $33,000 and you happen to stop breathing. Well, someone's going to get a check for $500,000. Let's say you went on for 20 years and paid in $6,600 a year times 20. That's $132,000 you've paid in. Again, someone someday is getting a check for $500,000. Now, say that person who is going to be your beneficiary, your wife or child, and the worst thing ever happened, they passed on before you. I know that's not a pleasant thought, but that's life sometimes. And now you feel you don't need the life insurance. It's not going to serve its purpose anymore. There's no one to pass it on to. It could be charity, but there's no one left in your life. Well, you've been paying for this life insurance since you're 40. Now you're in your 60s. And about year 27, about 7 years after you're done paying that $550 a month, that $132,000 of the past 20 years, the cash value will match what you've paid in. You can now cash it back in your policy at age 67 in this case and receive and retrieve what you've paid in. Basically, it would range from about 125 to 160 from years 25 to 30. Or you could keep the policy alive, $500,000. Maybe you're going to get remarried or whatever, since the policy is already paid for since you've been 60. So you can cash in, get your money back, or continue it. It's all paid up. So which is better? Depends on your needs and income, term or whole life. Now, a lot of people combine the two, the combination of both term and whole life. So let's take that same 40-year-old person who wants $500,000 till at least age 70. Term alone was $100, whole life was $550. Combine the two. What they do is they take $100,000 whole life and $400,000 term for the next 30 years. The cost is around $200 a month. So you have $500,000 covered till age 70. And by age 60, most of that $200 is paid for because that was your 20-year whole life policy part. The whole life coverage is paid up in 20 years. You still got 15 years left of term from 60 to 75 covered, but that's around $75. That's 10 more years left, actually, 10 more years left at around $75 a month at age 70. So $200 drops to $75 for the final 10 years of your term. You still have $500,000 covered till age 70. The best option, you don't die. Well, the $400,000 comes off, you still have, and by now you should have probably earned about $400,000 in investments over the past 30 years. RSP, tax-free, have those in seg funds, good growth seg funds, where the money is now insured. It all bypasses probate. So you have no investments to replace that $400,000 term. At age 70, you're done paying for insurance. You've been done now since for a while. And you still have $100,000 whole life on you that's been paid up since you were 60. And now you're converting your other growth funds into your RIF and whatever you may be doing, all insured money. So that's kind of the right plan. It just needs to be set up the right way. So that's how or why a lot of people combine whole life and term. It's based on income and affordability. And then they invest in seg funds for their investments. Now, pre-retirees, different people. So shorter term coverage to cover any shortfall in their pensions. So someone who's 58, 60, I'm going to retire soon. And some pensions are fully insured, life insured. Others are either reduced, and some are only guaranteed for, say, 5 years. Meaning once you retire, as long as you live, you receive your pension. But say you were to pass on 8 years after you retire, let's say age 73, you retired at 65. That pension might be reduced to 2/3, and some are eliminated completely. Some pension plans will give you an option of a higher amount, and great if you're living, if you live long, but at the risk of not paying anything after 5 years. And there's nothing wrong with that option. It's just simply the numbers. So check yours out. So here's a case I did a couple years back. A client, female, she was 59, 60, about 5 years away from a company pension. But again, that pension was only covered for 5 years. She was going to get a pension around $18,000 a year at age 65, and 12 if she took it early at age 60. She had a couple concerns. She may not even make it to 65. But what if she stopped breathing? And also, when it was she stopped breathing 6 years after she retired. Either way, she didn't have life insurance. So she bought a $150,000 25-year term at age 60 while still working, covering her till age 85. The cost was around $130 a month. So while waiting for her pension to kick in and still working toward that extra pension, she was now life insured till 85. And she calculated that by taking $130 a month life insurance now, she was covered either way. If she lives, she'll get her pension to 85 and beyond. If something doesn't happen, her pension will pay for a while, and she has now $150,000 to pass on to her family. Which is best, it all depends really on your health at that time. easy for a healthy person to do. One more coverage. Another coverage that's probably grown tremendously over the past decade or more. Critical illness. And different companies have different plans, but here's basically the most common idea. Let's take a 45-year-old female. Critical illness. Now, we all live longer than we did back in the day. Back in the 60s when we were kids, if you're an older person in their 60s, they seemed old. They seemed old because we were young, but they did seem old. Pension plans knew that average males would die at around age 70, and females maybe around 72 back in the 60s. Flash forward 60 years later, both males and females now average age mid-high 80s. What used to kill us, we can now operate on, catch it, fix it, in most cases, we hope. So the longer you live, that's the good news. But still, you might encounter heart attack and stroke and cancer, the big three. There's about 18 to 25 different critical illnesses now. So let's take that 45-year-old female, entering that age where things can happen, bad things can happen. Ovarian cancer, breast cancer, bad stuff, far too often, far too soon. She could get $100,000 coverage. It would cost her $118 a month, 12 months, $1,400 a year, for the next 30 years until she's age 75. Total cost to her is going to be $42,500 spread over 30 years. For $100,000 coverage, meaning at any time over the next 30 years, diagnosed with one of 20 plus critical illnesses, you have to survive for at least a month, hopefully for many years. But $100,000 is paid to her. Hopefully they catch it, hopefully they cure it. So think of it as a tax-free savings plan for a minute. You know, the ones the banks tell you to open up and pay you nothing. So in this case, you put away $118 a month. And 5 years later, you've paid in or saved up $7,000. And you get diagnosed with cancer. And your savings plan would only be about $7,000. And you and your husband, or just you, would do just about anything to get better. Take time off work, research options, research operations, maybe on a waiting line or waiting list here for months. But in the States, they have a procedure that should work, but it costs $50,000. Well, your savings plan of $7,000, not enough. And you cash in your mutual funds and RSPs, and maybe they're in a low balance fund that hasn't done much. And you have $30,000 after tax, way too less, not enough, still shy of $50,000. Well, if that $7,000 savings plan was a plan with benefits, critical illness, you get $100,000 advance, tax-free, pays for your life-saving surgery and other follow-up costs, maybe a few bucks left over to do things you want to do in life, and keep your RSP intact, maybe switch it to growth funds, and you continue on with your life. Hopefully they got it in time. You could take $50,000 out and keep the other $50,000 still there as life insurance or for another illness if it ever strikes back a second time. Even better news, at age 75, nothing has happened to you. Never sick, didn't die, whatever. Nothing has happened to you. It's fantastic. You cash out, and everything you paid in, the $42,500, is returned to you. That's the deal. So that's what happens. But if something happens in the meantime, you've got $100,000 to pay out, something that happened unfortunate, one or the other. And that happens to all of us at age 75. Live, sick, or die. Hopefully we all live. And if you happen to die in the meantime, and 15 years in, whatever you paid in, that is your death benefit. If you paid in $21,000 halfway through, that's your death benefit, along with what other insurance policies you might have. So never pleasant things, but the important things to know. And that's a fact, that one of three things will happen to all of us by age 75. So that's our coverage this month on life insurance and on our show, some different types of life insurance, the benefits and the reasons why. Make sure you have proper coverage. And often people either overpay for the wrong insurance or underinsured, or a bit of both. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. Let's wrap it up. So investments are more fun to talk about, the thought of getting a bit richer over time, but insurance will help protect that if life throws a mean, nasty curveball at your plans. Again, this show will be listed on my website, yourfinancialdestination.ca. My home office is in Dartmouth. My work office is in Middle Sackville. And yes, we still do house calls, if you prefer, only now is with a mask and, of course, the proper safety measures. You can email me, roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. And the best way yet, we still like the phones, 902-499-5879. I hope you've gained something Thank you for listening. I'm Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.